Welcome to the What's New REC podcast from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, your go-to resource for everything energy related. In each episode, we'll dive into the latest in energy innovation, tips to save on your electric bill, and all the ways REC is powering homes, businesses, and communities. Stay tuned for expert insights, local success stories, and all the ways we're working together to keep your energy reliable, affordable, and sustainable. Let's get started. Hey everyone, I'm Casey, your host of the What's New at REC podcast. March is Women in Energy Month, and today we're celebrating women in the electric industry and the amazing careers they're building in energy. We're also excited to shine a spotlight on REC's Girl Power program, which is helping young women explore opportunities in the electric and energy sectors. From mentorship to hands-on experiences, this program is paving the way for the next generation of women in energy. Let's dive in and learn how Girl Power is shaping future leaders in the electric industry. So you're probably asking yourself, what is Girl Power? Girl Power is a program that was started by REC's statewide association, the Virginia, Maryland, Delaware Association of Electric Co-ops. And the reason it was started was to provide young women with a peek at the energy industry and the careers available to them. It is really centered around careers in the lineman field because we want young girls to know that there are careers in them outside of the traditional careers that you might think of for a young woman. This event occurs every year in the fall, and last year we saw over 80 young girls from high schools all across the Commonwealth come out and learn about what it's like to be a lineman, as well as other careers in the electric cooperative industry. In schools across the Commonwealth, professionals come in all the time to share about the career opportunities in their industry. And as a young person, you can listen and you can hear what it's like to work in a specific field. But until you actually see it in living color or you have an opportunity to do the hands-on work yourself, you may not really know if the job is a good fit for you or something you would really be interested in at all. Girl Power gives these students an opportunity to do exactly that. They can see exactly what those professionals do in the industry jobs, and they can also try the job out hands-on. They don't have to, but if they are motivated and inspired by what they see by our facilitators at Girl Power, they can try the same things. We have a variety of demonstrations that we set up that span from seeing what it's like to operate a drone, from seeing what it's like to use the equipment to locate underground utilities, to actually put on the gear that our linemen wear when they climb the poles and try climbing that pole yourself, to climb into the bucket of a bucket truck and see what it's like to operate that bucket, and so much more. It is a truly rich day of learning and hands-on exposure for these students so that they can decide if these careers are an option for them. There are so many exciting things that have come out of Girl Power. For example, we have had several young ladies from high schools in the REC service territory who have been so inspired by what they do at Girl Power that they have come back year after year after year. And one of them in particular is interested in pursuing a career as a lineman, and not just a lineman anywhere, but a lineman at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. We are really excited that this program provides the inspiration that she needed to figure out what her career path would look like.
I grew up doing a little bit of everything with my dad and, you know, doing electrical work, whether it was wiring houses or learning about high voltage. There's just something about it that I just understand and that I enjoy. It's a really good program, and I want to be a lineman as a career, and they have genuinely helped me so much, pushed me towards in the right direction of how to do this career and how to get started and different options and different things I can do. And they've just helped so much, and I just really support it. And like each year I learn something different. Each year I learn something new, and the people are great. And, you know, I feel like I'm set up already. I can just go on and I know exactly what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, and how I'm going to do it, because they've helped so much. Definitely try it out. Even if you were like, no, I never want to do this, like, no, I don't want to work outside, at least try it out. You don't got to work outside to work in this line of work. You can be behind a computer talking to people, directing the line people where to go and stuff. And it just, if you're interested in it and you have a good work ethic, you'll succeed.
I hope you're listening today and you're thinking, I know someone who should attend Girl Power in October of 2025. And maybe you yourself are a high school student and you want to attend Girl Power in October of 2025. And I want to make sure you know exactly how to do that. We have all of the information you need right on our website. You can visit myrec.coop/girlpower. And there you'll find our upcoming date. Again, that's in October of 2025. Where to go to apply. Testimonials of our previous participants, videos that showcase a real look at what the event is like, and how you can get involved and what to expect as part of the program. If you're passionate about the electric industry, Girl Power provides mentorship, real life experiences, and the chance to explore different energy careers that might end up being the career for you. Gain knowledge in power distribution, electrical engineering, renewable energy, and so much more when you choose to attend Girl Power. So that wraps up today's episode. We hope these stories have inspired you to get involved with Girl Power and explore the exciting world of energy careers. Visit myrec.coop/girlpower to learn more and sign up today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.